Hare Krishna. Question from Kirtanitaya Prabhu. Does the presence of Gayatri Mantra in the Bhagavatam mean that one has to be a Brahmana to study the Bhagavatam? Or is it that by studying the Bhagavatam one will become a Brahmana as mentioned in the purport? Answer. Yes, again here we have to look at the specific connotations of the words and their meanings. There are certain activities which are done by Brahmanas. Now, the chanting of the Gayatri Mantra, which is actually considered Diksha, that the Dvija status, the chanting of the Gayatri Mantra, which is considered a Dvija status, or rather the word Dvija is sometimes equated with the word Brahmana, but it's not exactly the same. The initiation into the Dvija Diksha, actually that was given to Brahmana, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas also. So they all could become Dvija if required. Now moving onwards, if we see that the idea of the Bhagavatam invoking the Gayatri or containing the Gayatri, that does not mean that the Bhagavatam is restrictive. No, we see that the Bhagavatam is, although it contains the highest absolute truth, it is a part of the Puranas. And the Puranas and the Itihasas are generally meant to make the Vedic and the Upanishadic wisdom accessible to the general people. So they contain wisdom that is much simpler and much more universal. Simpler not in terms of being simplistic, but simpler in terms of being more easily accessible and universal in the sense that there are no restrictions. The way there were restrictions in the study of the Vedas, there are no restrictions like that in the study of the Bhagavatam. And further, there is the mood in the Bhagavatam that the message should be given to everyone. We see that in the Bhagavatam itself, the whole traditional hierarchy is reversed again and again. That we see a demon such as Prahlad is shown to be greater than even the Devatas. A demon such as Vindrutrasur is shown to be greater than the king of the gods, that is Indra. So in this way, the Bhagavatam definitely is not perpetuating the caste hierarchy. Rather, it is showing how bhakti inverts the caste hierarchy or any other traditional hierarchy based on material considerations. So the Bhagavatam's mood is very universal. So the point is now, by studying the Bhagavatam, does one become a Brahmana? Yes, it is true. This is that Brahmana is a person who acquires Brahmanical knowledge, who develops Brahmanical conduct. And if one studies the Bhagavatam and develops attraction towards Bhagavan, as is expected when one studies the Bhagavatam, then naturally one will become a Vaishnava who is transcendental ultimately, but one will also rise to the Brahmanical platform and become a Brahmana. So it's not that the Bhagavatam has to be studied only by Brahmanas. Everyone can study it, but of course to appreciate its depth, to relish it, one needs a Brahmanical disposition. And that disposition will also come as one keeps practicing bhakti. And by studying the Bhagavatam and becoming attracted to Bhagavan. Thank you. Hare Krishna.